You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. We have a request. If you got a request, Cappy's got answers over at assholeconsulting.com. Hello, I recently received a letter in my mail that I have been designated as a standby juror. Is there any advice you can give to avoid it or on how to deal with it? And I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. This is a dumb question you could have answered yourself if you just searched it on the internet. So I charge you $100. Because I don't know. What makes you think I know about jury duty? I mean, I've been on jury. I was on a jury once, and then they didn't want me because, well, I used to work for the police department. but this is the main point here. The reason I charge you so much is so you never ask such a stupid question again for something that you can find out on the internet, and you learn this lesson going forward. So what I did is I just went on the internet and searched how to avoid jury duty, you know, which could have saved you $100. Okay, but again, the point is not the $100 and how to avoid jury duty, which we'll get to here in a bit, but that you realize, like, look, I know your old man wasn't around, not you individually. I know all your old men weren't around. I know ain't nobody raising you guys right. But sometimes you can find it on YouTube. Like, I became a good mechanic looking up stuff on YouTube because the internet has replaced all your fathers because your fathers weren't there, wasn't participatory, or your mom divorced them. All right, so let's go through a couple things. Legitimate legal ways to get out of jury duty. The best one is a doctor's order. You're ill, you're sick, you can't do it. Go to your doctor, see what he or she has. Okay? That's one thing to do. Another thing would be hardship. You're currently going through a divorce. You yourself are, whatever, financially destitute. You know, you could plead that case. Say, like, I can't sit on it because I have all these other things. I got a bunch of kids. I don't have time. I can't find a babysitter. So that's another thing. But I believe, Alex, you're a single guy, so you don't have that. But some kind of hardship. if it's business related, like, let's say you are an accountant and it's tax season. You say, look, I'm in the middle of tax season. I cannot do this without sacrificing my career. Can I have it postponed? That's another thing you do is you can postpone and kick your jury duty down the road. So that's another thing that you could submit a piece of paper, a claim like, look, I can't do it because of these very legitimate reasons. And that's about it. Those are the main reasons you could maybe get out of or postpone jury duty. But then when it comes to actual jury duty, you go down there and I was there. You're in a pool and they pull you out. And then, like, the lawyers from both the offense and the defense come in with the judge there, and they ask you a bunch of questions like, have you ever done this? Have you worked in this industry? Do you have a particular opinion about this? Have any of your family been in jail? You know, like they say, have you ever worked with the police? I'm like, yeah. Actually, it was kind of funny because they kept asking, like, are you this? And I was. So I kept raising my hand. And then they asked me something that I wasn't. Say, are you any of this? And the judge looked right at me. And I didn't raise my hand. I'm like, I didn't know. One was even like, are you a public figure? I'm like, at the time, yeah, I had a radio show. I'm like, yeah. Judge looks at me like, who the hell are you? And then the one time, like, you're like looking like, you're not going to raise your hand? No, I'm like, oh. But if you want to play with it, see, now you're already there. You're already in the jury pool. And here's the other thing, man. You got to do it, all right? That's your obligation. Come on. Look, I know libertarianism and all that, but you're on jury duty, okay? Just go do your fucking civil duty and go be a juror, okay? Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Yeah, we all got to pay taxes. Yeah, we all got to do that. But come on, I mean... And it's for not a ignoble purpose. It's a very noble purpose to make sure someone's innocent or guilty. And I think you should not try to get out of it. You should go and do it and be done with it. I don't think you get drafted again. But then if you want to get out, okay, you can play the game. You could act racist. I hate black people. You know, I hate Hispanics. I hate white people. Whatever. I'm a misandrist. I'm a misogynist. Whatever. You can play that game. You could feign mental illness. You know, like whatever would disqualify you as being a reliable, impartial juror, you can do that if you want. But I don't, I kind of enjoyed it actually, because I went down there, you're in the pool, I'm working on my laptop. It's not like you're bored, you got nothing else to do, you got things to do. And then they brought us into the courtroom, and that was the judge. It was interesting. I mean, what else have you got to do? You got anything else going on? So, yeah, I mean, and by the way, if you want to look up other ways to avoid jury duty, look it up on the internet. But more morally and ethically speaking, I think you do owe it to society to be a juror. And you should take that responsibility very seriously, because an innocent man or woman's life might be in your hands. A bad person might also be in your hand. Like, well, we got to get you off to jail so you don't bother or hurt any other, you know, you don't rape some kid. You know, so I know life isn't perfect. But there you go. Questions? Boo, 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 booby, boo, booby, boo. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.